Gary Doyle Show on 570 News.
It is 12:32. Happy Monday. I just feel so much better that I'm back on my own show this week. I got that extra little bit of sleep in the morning. Who knew that sleep was a factor? Besides every health professional out there. Who looks after the finances in your house? I got a phone call this morning from our own financial planner who wanted to ask me a bunch of questions, and I quickly interrupted him and said, I'll give you my wife's office number because you're already talking over my head. My wife and I confer, but I've always been quite open about it. She's a lot smarter than I am. She's only made one bad financial decision that I can think of, and that was marrying me. Other than that, I trust her. So, I have an opinion. I share my opinion. Everyone knows I share my opinions. But I defer a lot. Well, there is an Angus Reid survey out called The Financial Lives of Girls and Women that suggests that my family is not atypical, that women do control the family purse strings. Because I said on the webpage this morning, somebody should. Barbara Stewart joins us, a portfolio manager at Cumberland Private Wealth Management. How are you?
I'm great today, Gary.
I'm guessing, basing on your background and the collection of letters after your name, that you control everything in your house, too.
Oh, I hadn't really thought about that. That throws me off. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I guess I do.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, there you go.
Do you get any flack for that? Because I don't. Every time I suggest that I have a better opinion, my wife says, here, you do it, and I walk out of the room.
There you go. No, I think it's, who's interested is what it comes down to a lot of the time. But it's been astonishing seeing these survey results because they really have defied so many of the stereotypes about Canadian women and finance. And just the reason I did the research was so many articles and studies perpetuate myths still that women are leaving financial planning to other people in their lives, or they're unhappy in general and terrified to take risks. They think firms talk down to them, that type of thing. But there's really a disconnect here between the real world and those old messages. And I'm so happy that we finally got a survey that shows the reality, the observed behavior that women are managing very well.
So the impression may be that it's not the case, but women are very confident when it comes to making these types of decisions.
Absolutely. The survey shows that women are confident, they're loyal to their financial advisors, and they're financially literate. But the important thing is they don't always demonstrate these qualities in what we would think are conventional ways. So, for example, most Canadian women don't watch financial news on TV. They don't take financial courses. And they don't sit around in bars talking about stocks. Those are sort of what we expect people to be doing. But what they do is they learn by observing the people around them. Women talk about having had role models growing up and important conversations with their parents or maybe their grandparent. And this is how their financial knowledge has principally been acquired, through instruction from other people in their lives. Remember, women are generally very relationship-focused.
From the time our kids had even part-time jobs, Barbara, my wife had them set up in their own computers with spreadsheets. Taught them. She had them investing a portion of whatever meager salary they were making. I was amused by it, but as it turns out, the kids are also now better at this than I am.
There's a direct correlation. We really saw that. I did a lot of interviews as well as the Angus Reid survey, and 97% of women believe it's important to educate their children about financial matters. And the other stat is 65% of women say they actually sit down, as you suggest, and talk to their children about financial matters. And when you interview women that are strong and capable and have big jobs in the world, it seems consistent. They all got these messages when they were young, and it's really a key time to influence people.
So is it a generation? Did it change? Because, I'm a boomer. Like, my dad did everything.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed generationally as women became better educated, became part of the everyday workforce, got better jobs, tried to break through that glass ceiling? I'm guessing this was inevitable.
Well, I didn't test for that exact piece of information, unfortunately, but certainly it would be great to do further research on that now that we have these results. And my guess is the same as yours. It's just been a huge evolution over the last few years.
Evolution or revolution?
Well, both are good words.
Well, and I think they're both applicable here.
Yeah, definitely.
So all those other thoughts that we may have had, they're gone now. All those stereotypes are gone.
I hope so. I really hope that this report has kind of shattered some of those, and certainly the media coverage has been interesting and really quite overwhelming, and I've had fantastic response from women in general, in fact, men and women in general, to get this information out there.
Well, I have to tell you, Barbara, based on personal experience, I wasn't surprised by anything I read.
Great.
Because that's been the case in my own life. So that didn't surprise me at all. Will more men feel that way or less men? You think more men are going to be surprised when they hear this story right now?
I'm not sure. I just think, you know, the reason I did it was to try to dispel the information that's been out there. And I'm not sure why we've perpetuated those myths for so long. There could be a bunch of reasons for that outside of just men being surprised. I think maybe men are like you. They're not surprised. But maybe there are other reasons that we've had these stories out there for too long.
Well, maybe because a lot of our financial reporters are male. Maybe because a lot of the financial authors out there are male. The assumption is that it goes all the way down the food chain.
Yeah, it could be. Sometimes I think surveys just ask the wrong questions, and they may be wanting to get at answers that aren't necessarily the relevant ones for whatever reason.
Mm. Well, you know, my expertise, I take the empties back. Other than that, I kind of defer. Barbara, good to get your thoughts. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Barbara Stewart has been our guest. Barbara worked on this survey with Angus Reid called Financial Lives of Girls and Women. The vast majority of women control the family purse strings. Now, this doesn't surprise me. It may surprise you. Who makes the financial decisions in your house? Is it one of you? Or is it both? I would have to say it's both, because we have a saying in our house, before we make any decisions, financial or otherwise, two votes. Needs two votes. I'm guessing that's that way it's unanimous, and we can't blame the other one down the road. But regardless, it works. Who makes the financial decisions in your house? One of you, the other, or both? And why? And are you surprised to hear that the majority of women control the family purse strings? It didn't surprise me so much. We'll take your thoughts in a moment. This is 570 News.